AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says the motive is still a mystery for the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump.
We have a clear idea of mindset, but we are not ready to make any conclusive statements regarding motive at this time.
20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks was shot and killed in Butler, Pennsylvania. FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek says Crooks searched online for events for both Donald Trump and President Biden.
He looked at any number of events or targets. And then when this event was announced, the Trump rally was announced early in July, he became hyper-focused on that specific event and looked at it as a target of opportunity.
The FBI found explosive devices in Crooks' car and home. Donald Trump shared more than a dozen posts on his social media network after special counsel Jack Smith filed a new indictment against him over efforts to try to undo the results of the 2020 election.
They include posts calling for trying or jailing Smith and House lawmakers who investigated the Capitol riot, and posts with images referencing the QAnon conspiracy theory. Trump also reposted a doctored image made to look like President Biden, Vice President Harris, Hillary Clinton, and others were in prison jumpsuits. He's railed recently at campaign managers, urging him to focus on policy messages rather than personal attacks, and seemed to overrule the advice last week during a rally.
Do I still have to stick to policy?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The CDC says at least 8 people have died after being infected with listeria from Boar's Head deli meats. Boar's Head has recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli products. A jury in Nevada found Robert Tellis, a Democratic former Las Vegas politician, guilty of murder in the killing of an investigative journalist who wrote articles critical of his conduct in elected office. This is AP News. The leaders of Germany and the UK are in talks on the road ahead.
In Berlin, Britain's Keir Starmer is hoping for a quick result.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation, with our shared understanding that this will be developed at pace and that we hope to have agreed it by the end of the year.
For his part, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said he welcomes fellow centre-left leader Starmer's desire for a new beginning in relations with the EU. Starmer took office in early July after the previous Conservative government was trounced in an election. The two leaders are among Ukraine's biggest military backers and have stressed their commitment to keeping up that support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haitian and Kenyan police are trying to oust gangs from a rough part of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.